这次常建弟兄啊，来跟我们交通到余圣之名的道路。
This time, our brother Tom came and shared on the ways of the remnant.
他跟我们说，余圣的名不是超人。
He told us that the remnant are not superheroes.
余圣的名不是大有能力的一批人。
The remnant are not those who have great power or ability.
他们是有软弱，也有失败。
They have weakness and failure.
但他们的特点就是能够让神在他们身上工作。
But their specialty is that they allow God to work in their lives.
神在他们身上有责备，有光照。
In their lives, the Lord had rebuke and he shined his light.
因为这些责备跟光照都跟神的旨意有关的。
Because this rebuke and enlightenment is all related to God's purpose.
这些责备跟光照都跟神的目的有关的。
Because the rebuke and the enlightenment is related to God's purpose.
这些都跟神的见证有关的。
This is all related to God's testimony.
所以他们就成为一批能够带进神旨意的器皿。
So they became vessels that could bring in the testimony of God.
我们要问自己，你跟我，我们愿意成为那一批能够带进神旨意的器皿吗？
We need to ask this question. You and I, are we willing to be the vessels to bring in the testimony of God?
如果你是愿意的，这就在乎我们今天怎么过活了。
If you are willing, this determines how we will live our lives today.
我们弟兄交通了两件事。
Our brother shared two aspects.
他说我们生活究竟是以需要导向的生活，还是以目的导向的生活。
Our brother mentioned, are we living a need-driven life or are we living a purpose-driven life?
一个以需要导向的生活，就是指以自我为中心的人。
If you are living a need-driven life, then it's very self-centered.
他所关心的就是只有自己。
The only thing you're concerned about is yourself.
保罗在要离世之前对他的真儿子提摩太说，
Before Paul was about to depart from this earth, he told Timothy, his son,
他说末世有危险的日子要来到。
He said, in the end days, there will be perilous times.
他说第一个就是什么，人专爱自己。
And the first thing he mentioned is men will be lovers of themselves.
只关心自己的需要。
They only care about their own needs.
只关心自己的感觉。
They only care about their own feelings.
只关心自己喜欢跟不喜欢。
They only care about the things they like and they dislike.
只关心自己的益处跟权利。
They only care about their own benefit and their own rights.
只关心自己的舒适跟享受。
They only care about their own leisure and pleasure.
这些人是注意自己，不会关心到神的事的。
Because they only care about themselves, they cannot be care about God's work.
他更不会关心神的心意是什么。
Even less so, they would care about God's heart.
因为他的心思里面只有我。
Because in their heart, there is only me.
没有别人，也没有神。
There is no one else, and there is no God in there either.
这就是我们弟兄要讲，就是 need-driven life, 是用需要导向的生活。
And so this is what our brother is speaking of when he says need-driven life.
今天在地上活的人基本上都是这一类人。
And today, almost everyone in this earth is living this style of life.
争取自己的权利。
To, fight for their own rights.
争取自己的益处。
To fight for their own benefit.
这个世界上都是这样。
This is what the world is pursuing.
我跟个别的小组里面，我加多一个叫 program-driven life， 我不知道中文应该怎么翻啊，这个应该是活动导向的生活，还是课程导向的生活
？And I've shared with various small groups another aspect. It is a program-driven life.
我们因为有这个 program， 有这个课程，我们表现得蛮积极的。
Because we have this program, we look like we're pretty good.
但是其实我们对这个完全没有兴趣的。
But in fact, we actually have no interest.
因为课程需要。
But because we need to do this for the program.
所以我就读啊。
So I study.
我就跟着做。
So I follow along and do it.
我记得我蛮喜欢数学的。
I remember, when I took a class, I quite enjoyed math.
我在修，我说微积分。我说这个没太没什么可以考验到的，反正就是拿 A。
And so I was taking a calculus class, and I didn't think it was too difficult. I just need to get the A in the class.
但是我这么多年下来, 我就不知道这个东西有啥用。
But all these years, I did not know what the application of it.
但我能够考试。
But I could take the test.
我后来遇到一个年轻人来问我一个电脑的一个课。
And later on, I met a young person. He asked me about a computer science course.
他问我这门课究竟有什么用?
And he asked me, what is the use of this course?
我这门课也拿A。
And I got an A in that course as well.
我被他一问, 我说我从来没想过它有啥用。
And when he asked me, I realized I never thought before what the purpose of this class.
因为我毕业需要这门课。
But because I needed this course
to graduate.
So as long as I know how to take the
我考到我的分数,
test,
我就丢了。
And once I reached the score I wanted, then I forgot it.
我从来没想过有什么用。
I never considered what's the purpose.
更可怕的, 有些修课没有考试的。
And even more terrifying is some classes that don't have exams.
这个在研究院有些课就坐在那里听就行了。
In grad school, some classes you just need to sit
你就拿,
there.
你就拿 credit.
And you get the credit for it.
我有时候都没在听。
And sometimes I wasn't even listening.
我休息的时候。
This is the time for me to rest.
因为没考试。
Because there's no exams.
你知道我们今天成为神的儿女。
Today, as God's children,
我发现我们是每周勤劳的来聚会。
Every week, we dutifully come to meetings.
你知道现在有Zoom, 哇,大家都来了, 你一睡醒就可以聚会了。
Now that it's on Zoom, everyone can come. Once they wake up, they come join the meeting.
所以我发现,哇, 出席率很高哦。
And so we see a lot more people are showing up.
什么聚会, 这个, 只要你有安排program, 我都做。
And as long as you have a program set for me, I will go do it.
但你发现, 当没program, 我啥都不做。
But we find out that when there is no program, we don't do anything.
我们成为一个 program-driven life.
That we start to live this program-driven life.
你知道一个以 program 课程活动来导向我们的生活, 这是一个被动的人。
If your life is driven by these programs and activities, it is a very passive life.
它的被动,它好像有目标, 那个目标完全是被动。
It appears that they have this goal, but it is completely passively driven.
不是从里面自己要动的。
It is not from within they have the initiative.
我发现很多基督徒都在这一层里面。
I have noticed that many Christians are stuck in this state.
你说我不爱主,我聚会都出现了。
Can you say I don't love the Lord? I show up to all the meetings.
你要我读的圣经, 背的圣经, 我都背了。
I read all the Bible verses. I memorize all the Bible verses.
你要我交通什么, 我也交通。
You ask me to share, I also share.
但是这全部因为一个 program, 或者有人叫你, 你做的。
But this is all because there's a program or someone asked you to do it.
我们里面没有那个动力。
But within, we don't have the motivation.
是这个课程, 这个 program, 给了我动力,
but it is this program that has given me this
不是主给了我动力,
motivation. It's not the Lord himself who is motivated.
因为如果是从主来的动力, 我自己, 人家不动,
because if it is from the Lord, even if others don't move, I will still move.
所以如果我们要成为一个能够带进神旨意的器皿的话,
so if we want to be vessels that can bring in the testimony of God,
我们一定要以神的目的成为我们导向生活的能力。
We need to make God's purpose our own purpose.
So, 一定要 God's purpose driven life.
So we need to live a God's purpose driven life.
神的目的就是我的目的。
God's purpose is my purpose.
你就会有动力。
Then you will have the motivation.
那今天要问, 谁能够以神的目的成为自己的目的?
And so we need to ask, who today can make God's purpose their own purpose?
必须是一个重生的救, 还要奉献给主的人。
They must be born again, and they also must be consecrated to the Lord.
这两个事情绝对不可以随便来看这两个事的。
These two things, we cannot carelessly look at it.
你在重生的事情里随便看的, 有一天你发现我人家下地狱。
If we carelessly look at our salvation, then one day you might realize, oh, I am in hell.
如果在奉献的事上我们没有认真, 你知道你这一生就是浪费走过。
And if we are careless about consecration, then you will see that your whole life is wasted.
我记得我年轻的时候有最少有6年的时间, 每年不管是夏令会、冬令会,我都奉献。
I remember when I was young, every year, whether it's summer conference, winter conference, every time I would consecrate.
我们的奉献不是什么在这里说家里我奉献，哎，聚会中要站起来的。
And this was not just private at home consecrating yourself. This was in meeting. You have to stand up to consecrate.
我们的讲员弟兄到最后一个晚上都是说谁要奉献给主。
And the preacher would say at the end of his message, who was willing to consecrate himself?
我们这七名亲人就里面就说哇七壮八架的就说你站起来哇都站了都站起来。
And as young people, we were so touched and moved that we looked around, we all stood up.
我可以告诉你夏令会是在夏 summer 嘛这是在暑假嘛对吧暑假没结束就已经没了。
And so summer conference was in the summer, and before summer break ended, the consecration was already done.
我就很纳闷，不是都奉献了吗？怎么都是这个样子
？And I was quite puzzled. Didn't we consecrate ourselves? Why is it still like this?
So 后来我自己发现了，这都是情感里面一个冲动。
And then I understood that this is all just a moving of emotion.
我从来没计算过这个代价。
I never truly counted the cost.
所以终于有一次。真的计算代价，把自己彻底奉献给主。
Until one time when I truly counted the cost and I consecrated myself to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果你有经历，你真的彻底奉献给主 ，no turning back， 没有再回头了。
Brothers and sisters, if you have the true experience of thoroughly consecrating yourself to the Lord, there is no turning back.
不是你奉献给主，我现在哇刚强的不得了。
It's not. Oh, I.Just consecrate myself to the Lord, I feel so strong.
你还是有许多的软弱与失败。
You still have many weaknesses and failures.
但是你是一个让神在你身上工作的人。
But you are someone who allows God to work in your life.
这条路成为一条 no turning back 的路。
And this way becomes a way of no turning back.
以后的环境会有改变。
In the future, circumstances will change.
So, 我们的奉献还是要更新的。
So, we need to renew our consecration.
但是在你所以我们弟兄讲有很多次的奉献主要是你一定有开始有一次是彻底的。
And so, our brother said, you will have to renew your consecration many times, but there must be one point where you have a thorough, complete consecration.
只有一个真的对主认真奉献的人才能够以神的目的成为你的目的。
Only someone who is serious and consecrated to the Lord can make God's purpose their own purpose.
才能够过一个 God's purpose driven life.
And then they can live a God's purpose driven life.
才能够成为主的见证人。
And then they can be those who have the testimony of God.
才会有见证。
And then there can be a testimony.
我们今天见证什么?
Today, what are we testifying?
我们要见证神是谁。
We need to testify who God is.
我们要见证神要做的是什么。
We need to testify what God wants to do.
我们要见证神的生命是美好的。
We need to testify that God's life is good.
我们要见证地上的教会该如何行。
We need to testify how the church on earth ought to live.
我们的主希望地上教会显出是他的身体。
And we need to show that the church on earth is his body.
能够让主在这里有他该有的地位跟主权的。
That here on earth he has the position and authority that he deserves.
如果我们不奉献的话，这完全只是讲讲的。
We don't consecrate ourselves. This is just talking about it.
并且你可以加个结论，不可能。
And you might add a conclusion that this is impossible.
所以有人说天上才可能，地上不可能。
And so some say this is possible in heaven, but it's impossible on earth.
但是你又会讲说神要做的一定做成。
And you might also say that whatever God wants to do, He will accomplish.
So, 我们讲了一些话，我们根本不知道 what's going on.
So, we say some words, but we don't know what's going on.
如果你是一个跟着 program 课程走的人
，If you are simply one who is following the program,
或者这样说，你是跟着聚会的 program 走的人
，Or to put another way, you're following the program of the church.
你只会成为一个跟着见证人走。
You can only be one who follows those who bear the testimony.
你的目标就是跟着见证人走。
Your goal is just to follow those people who bear the testimony.
或者你跟着聚会走。
Or you follow the church.
当然一个聚会有见证人聚会会好的。
Of course, if the church has those who bear the testimony, this is a good thing.
但有一天见证人不在。
But one day, these people who bear the testimony will be no more.
这个聚会就成为一个形式，成为一个传统。
And this church becomes a tradition, just a religion.
是好的传统。
It is good tradition.
啊，我们有薄饼，这都是很好的。
We have breaking of bread meeting. It is all good tradition.
但是你会发现，这都是一个传统。
But we find in the end, this is just tradition.
你读经是一个传统，你祷告是一个传统。
Reading the Bible, prayer is a tradition.
如果你是一个跟着 program 走的人。跟着聚会走的人，跟着见证人走的人，你是没有目标的。
If you are one who only follows after other people, follows the church, then you will not have a goal.
你要知道，当见证人不在，你完全失去目标。
Because once these people who bear the testimony are gone, you have no goal.
你只懂得跟着已经留下来的传统走。
Because you are only following after the tradition that they left behind.
你不懂得怎么跟着主走。
You do not know how to follow the Lord.
如果是你是一个只为需要导向活着的人
，and if you are living a need-driven life,
你是完全不顾主的见证
，then you do not care about God's testimony at all.
你也不会跟着见证人走
，and you will not even follow after those who bear the testimony.
你只跟着谁对你好，你跟着他走
，you will only follow after those who treat you well.
你只跟着满足我自己肉体的需要，我的情欲的需要，那些人走。
And you only follow after those who fulfill the needs of your flesh, of your emotion.
我们弟兄啊，只用一堂的信息里面提了很多事。
In just one message, our brother brought up all these things.
所以我有个负担，我觉得应该把他的信息把它稍微 extend 一下。
So I had a burden to expand a little on our brother's message.
因为如果我们是跟着需要走的
Because if we are living a need-driven life
我们跟神根本是脱节的
Then we are disconnected from the Lord
如果是跟着 program 课程走的
If we are living a program-driven life
我们当这些见证人不在的时候我们不知道在过什么
Then when these people who bear the testimony are no more we don't know what we're doing
所以我们必须跟着神的目的而走
So we must be those who follow God's purpose.
弟兄姊妹，我们是有托付的。
Brothers and sisters, we have an entrustment.
我们今天信耶稣，我们都要主的恩典。
When we believe in the Lord, we all need His grace.
永远不要忘记，恩典中是有责任的。
But never forget that with His grace comes responsibility.
我们领受主的恩典，我们本身是有责任的。
When we receive His grace, we have a responsibility.
因为他要我们成为他的见证人。
Because He wants us to be those who bear His testimony.
我们要扛起他的见证。
We must uphold His testimony.
但今天很可惜，弟兄姊妹，很少人能够这样的回应。
But it is very pitiful that today there are very few who can respond to
this. 从旧约到新约，你发现只有余圣之名回应。
So from the Old Testament to New Testament, we see that there only the remnants responded.
弟兄姊妹，你跟我愿意成为这批渔民吗
？Brothers and sisters, are we willing to be this remnant?
普遍的人都往需要走了。
The most people live a need-driven life.
也很多人跟着课程走了 program.
And many people live a program.
你跟我能够成为那余圣的名，能够跟着神的目的走吗？
But can you and I be the remnant that follow God's purpose?
我们能够成为那一批听到他的呼召，愿意扛起他的见证，做他的见证人。
Can we be those who hear his call and be those who bear his testimony?
我们每周都在聚会。
Every week we come to meetings.
你可能一周都有两三次的聚会。
And maybe what in a week you have multiple meetings.
但愿我们能够听到主在对我们的呼唤。
But can we hear God's call today?
回转到主的面前。
And turn back to the Lord.
回转到主的旨意的面前。
Turn back to God's purpose.
我今年跟弟兄姊妹交通就是归回。
Today, this year what I've been sharing with brothers and sisters is return.
我里面的负担是希望我们真的看到我们是在一个被掳的光景里。
I want us to see that we are in a condition of captivity.
因为这个被掳是我还觉得很好的情况，但是我是被掳的。
Because in this captivity, we think that we are in a good condition, but in fact, we're captive.
我自己或者我外面的情况把我蒙蔽了。
And my circumstances have blinded me.
你可以在这里这样晃过，但是这一生是浪费掉。
That you might be able to live your life like this, but then this life is wasted.
我已经跟弟兄姊妹交通过，我们归回要恢复起初的爱。
I shared brothers and sisters before that when we return, we need to restore our first love.
我们要真的能够尽我们所能的爱我们的主。
We need to love the Lord with all we have.
我提了三件事。
I mentioned three things.
我们要学会跟从他，常见他的面。
We need to learn to follow him and often see his face.
我们能够付代价，有所舍弃，为了讨他的喜悦。
Must be willing to pay the price, suffer loss to be pleasing to him.
当主有要求的时候，我们也能够答应。
And when the Lord has requirement of us, we can respond.
我上次跟弟兄姊妹交通到归回，恢复我们信心的生活。
And last time I shared with brothers and sisters on recovering the life of faith.
我这个没交通完，我今天会继续的交通。
I did not finish my sharing on this last time, and I will continue it today.
我想把那两节圣经再跟弟兄姊妹读一下。
I'd like to revisit two Bible verses with brothers and sisters.
诗篇第十六篇。
Psalm chapter 16,
第四节
verse 4,
以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。
Their sorrow shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
这个以别神就是以别的代替神的，你的愁苦必加增。
And this another God means if you hasten after anything else, your sorrow shall be multiplied.
十六篇第二节，我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Chapter 16, verse 2, O my soul, you have said to the Lord, You are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
我们能够从第四节到第二节吗？
Can we move from verse 4 to verse 2?
这绝对不是一个道理啊。
This is definitely not just a doctrine.
问自己啊。我真的能够从第四节到第二节。
Need to ask ourselves, can we move from verse 4 to verse 2?
当我们在第四节里面，我又愁苦，又虚空，又纠结。
That in verse 4, that we have sorrows, that we have emptiness and struggle.
因为我以别的东西在代替神。
Because I have used something else to replace my Lord.
你要知道这是对基督徒讲的话。
We need to understand these words are spoken to a Christian.
全世界的人当然以别的代替神。
Of course, the rest of the world is using other things to replace God. What is
strange about this? 只有基督徒以别的事情代替神，这是问题啊。
But only for Christians, if they hasten after something other than God, is this a problem?
我们想要从第四节到第二节，我们必须真的重生，也必须真的奉献。
In order to move from verse 4 to verse 2, we must truly be born again and truly consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我们才能够起来爱我们的主。
Then we can rise up and love our Lord.
我们能够起来走这个信心的路。
We can rise up and walk the way of faith.
我们才能够起来活信心的生活。
And we can rise up and live the life of faith.
我已经提过两件事情了。
I've already mentioned two things.
第一个，我们需要眼光有改变。
The first is we need our viewpoint to change.
我已经跟弟兄姊妹好好读过第六章，马太福音第六章主耶稣讲的话。
I have read with brothers and sisters Matthew chapter 6.
主说你不能够又侍奉神又侍奉吗？
Lord tells us that we cannot serve God and mammon.
你知道我们要信主，我们就会想要侍奉神。
Because once we believe in the Lord, we will want to serve God.
一个真的基督徒是会想侍奉神。
If you are a true born again Christian, you will want to serve God.
你没奉献之前，你都会想侍奉。
Even before consecration, you still want to serve God.
问题是我也要侍奉马门。
But the issue is we also want to serve mammon.
这成为基督徒最大的纠结。
And this becomes Christians' greatest struggle.
为什么你还想去侍奉马门？因为我有别的代替耶和华的。
And why do you still want to serve mammon? It's because you have hastened after another God.
所以主耶稣用了一个篇幅来说，我们在地上要学会知足。
And so the Lord gives us illustrations to show us that we must be content while we're on this earth.
不要在地上追求名利成就。
To not pursue fame, money, and success.
我们要感谢主给我们工作。
We need to thank the Lord that He has given us a job.
记得, 工作是为我们养活我们自己的。
But we need to remember that the job is to keep us alive.
如果你有家, 养活你的家,
if you have a family, to raise your family.
我们今天已经被救过来的人, 我们的目的就是侍奉神。
We who have been saved by the Lord, our purpose is to serve Him.
所以我们弟兄跟我们说, 侍奉神是正业, 所有地上所谓的职业都是副业。
And so our brother has shared with us that serving God is our main vocation. Every other job we have on earth is our avocation.
只要我们能够看见我们是地上就是侍奉神, 你就成为一个有 purpose, driven your life.
As long as we can see that serving God is our main job, then we will live a purpose-driven life.
如果不能够看到地上的工作, 只为养生,还想赚钱,还想过舒适的生活的话,你走不上信心的路的。
If you cannot see that your life on, or your job on earth is just for your living, and you still want to pursue a comfortable, a wealthy lifestyle, then you will not be able to make God's purpose your purpose.
你可以很会祷告,很会讲,你可以骗你自己,骗弟兄姊妹,你骗不了神的。
You might be very eloquent, you might be able to pray well, you can fool yourself and others, but you cannot fool God.
所以主耶稣在哪里讲什么? 你这小信的。
And so the Lord says, oh, you of little faith.
你根本就走不上。
You cannot walk this way.
但是我们要表现好像我们不错。
But yet we still want to behave that we're pretty good.
弟兄姊妹, 这需要我们眼光有个改变。
So our view needs to be changed.
我们不能够说, 哎呀, 我都很软弱, 我都做不到, 我就可以过关了。
We cannot just say, oh, you know I'm weak, and then we pass the judgment.
弟兄姊妹, 这是一个严肃的事。
This is a very serious matter.
一不小心, 一生就过了。
If we're not careful, our life will pass by just like that.
我们一生在神面前就是浪费掉了。
And its life will be wasted before the Lord.
当然,如果你的眼光说无所谓。
But if your view is, you're careless about it.
有一天见主的时候, That's a big regret. 一个何等大的后悔。
Then one day when you meet the Lord, you'll have great regret.
所以我们需要眼光有改变的。So
we need our view to change.
第二个我提到哈, 你要走信心的生, 信心的路, 过信心生活, 你必须不凭眼见的。The
second thing I shared is that you cannot live by sight.
因为凭眼见, 信心就破产了。
Because if you live by sight, then your faith will be bankrupt.
门徒在船上, 主耶稣也在船上, 看到风浪, 他们害怕得不得了。
When the disciples and Jesus were on the boat and they saw the storm, they were so afraid.
他说我们要丧命。
They said, we are perishing.
主耶稣说什么? 他说你们的信心在哪里?
And the Lord Jesus asked them, where is your faith?
我们好好把这些字写下来, 一个讲你是小信的, 一个是讲你信心在哪里。
And let us write down these words. One is, oh, you of little faith. And another is, where is your faith?
我们一用眼睛看, 信心就跑了。
Once we look by sight, then our faith is gone.
我今天要继续交通的第三点。
And now, today I want to share on the third and fourth point.
要过信心的生活, 要走信心的道路, 不能够靠知识。
To live a life by faith, it cannot be just by knowledge.
你知道靠知识有两个问题。
If we just rely on knowledge, there are two problems.
你知道你不做了。
You know, but you cannot do it.
我过去都讲过这个故事,这个事情。
I shared this story in the past.
很多年前有一个很会走杠线的人。
Many years ago, there was someone who was good at walking the tightrope.
有一次他在尼加拉瓜大瀑布从这一边走到那一边。
And one time he was walking across Niagara Falls from one side to the other.
他真的从这里走到那边再走回来。
And he walked from one side to the other and walked back.
好多人在看拍手, 哇, 好棒。
Many people were watching and they applauded.
他就问, 你相信我可以背一个人走过去吗?
And he asked, do you believe that I can carry someone on my back across?
哦, 里面就有人了, 周围喊, 相信!
And then he said, I believe you can do it.
但不是每个都喊了, 但是有些人就开始喊, 我相信!
Of course not everyone, but there are people who said, I believe.
他就对一个喊的人说, 那你给我背过去好不好？
And then, so he asked someone who said that, will you let me carry you across?
那个人说不好。
And that person said no.
你说这个知道他有这个能力，你不敢给他背啊。
So you know he has the ability, but you're still too scared to let him carry you across.
我们今天很多时候说，哎呀，听了很多，咦，我有信心，我真的很大的信心啊。
And so we hear some things and we say, I have a faith, I have a lot of faith.
但是真的事情要你运用信心的时候，你发现我根本就没信心。
But when you actually need to put your faith in practice, you find I do not have faith.
我们今天很多时候我要弄清楚。
And sometimes we're saying, I have to make this clear.
你弄得越清楚，你的信心已经跑掉了。
The clearer you try to make it, your faith has already disappeared.
雅各书告诉我们说，有信心，没有信心所产发出来的行为是死的。
Book of James tells us that faith, but faith without works is dead.
一个信心没有能够有行为，那是假的。
That if you have faith, but there are no acts, then this is faith.
你可以一直讲我有信心，到要做的时候，哎呦，你说我软弱。
You can tell others that you have faith, but when you actually need to use it, you say,
你想这么对弟兄姊妹，这可是什么话？
So what are you saying to brothers and sisters?
信心没有行为是假的，是死的。
That faith without works is fake or dead.
第二个，道这个知识哈，给我们只知道道理，但是我们没有真的理解这个道理。
Knowledge just gives us doctrine, but we never truly understood what this doctrine is speaking.
我想给大家读一节圣经就好了。我们翻到路加福音第二十四章。
I want to read a Bible verse with brothers and sisters. Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
你知道这一段圣经是讲到往以马忤斯去的两个门徒。
Here it's speaking of the two disciples who are walking toward Emmaus.
这两个是门徒，对主还算认真的人。
These are disciples, so they must be serious to the Lord.
路加福音二十四章第二十第二十五节。
Luke chapter 24 verse 25.
主耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信的太迟钝。
Then he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken.
读圣经我们只求道理。
If we read the Bible and only want knowledge,
我们只求解经，我们只要知识。
We only want to explain the Bible and have this doctrine.
你要知道这两个门徒啊，他们读先知书的。
We need to see that these two disciples, they read the book of the prophet.
所以如果来讲，他们读圣经的。
In other words, they read the Bible.
我相信他们常常读的。
I believe they often read
the Bible. 但是在主的眼中说无知的人。
But in the eyes of the Lord, these are foolish ones.
我觉得这个给最后给这样的结论太大太严重了。
And I think in the end, this result is so serious.
说我天天在读啊。
That they read the Bible every day.
我也不是完全不知道在讲什么的。
And I'm not totally clueless as to what you're saying.
怎么主耶稣一来对着他们两个就说无知的人啊。
But when the Lord meets them, the thing he tells them is, oh foolish one.
这是非常大的讽刺。
And this is a great rebuke.
Around it.这个我以为我不错。
That because they think that they are pretty good.
我觉得我这个对主已经不错了，我都在读圣经了。
That they think they are pretty good, that they are in fact even reading the Bible.
我也常常参加聚会。
And they constantly come to meeting.
没想到到主的面前不止没有称赞，还只来了一个说你是无知的人。
But not only did the Lord not praise them, but he told them, oh foolish ones.
你知道这两个门徒感谢主是今生就被主先讲了。
Thank the Lord that these two disciples heard this in their life today.
今生就醒过来了。
In their lives today, they were awakened.
不是等那一天见主的时候主就说无知的人了。
It wasn't until that day when they met the Lord that the Lord said, oh foolish ones.
那主啊，我再回去做人，赶快改变了一下。
And can...Lord, can I go back to living and try to change how I live?
弟兄姊妹没机会了。
But brothers and sisters, by that point, there is no opportunity.
我们要今天被主提醒，我是不是一个无知的人。
Today, we need the Lord to show us whether we are foolish ones.
不要误会我。 叫你们不读圣经。
Do not misunderstand me telling you not to read the Bible.
因为圣经是我们属灵生命的食物。
Because the Bible is the food for our spiritual life.
主说过，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
The Lord tells us that man does not live by bread alone, but by the word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
所以圣经一定要读的。
So we must read the Bible.
整个问题是什么？读圣经，你的心态是什么？
The issue is when you read the Bible, what is your attitude?
你是 program-driven life. 我又读完一次圣经了。
Is it a program-driven life? I've finished reading the Bible once again.
我干过这个事情。
I have done this.
三个月读完。
3 months I finished.
骄傲得不得了。
I was so proud.
Program-driven life.
This is program-driven life.
我对主的目的根本没兴趣。
But I had no interest in God's purpose.
我只要人的称赞。
I only wanted man's praise.
我们今天另外一个读圣经就是在那求知识。
The other aspect is when we read the Bible, we only want knowledge.
我们却不认识圣经里面所要告诉我们的主。
But we do not understand the Lord who the Bible is trying to show us.
如果我们是用这个态度来到主面前，
If we have this attitude when we come before the
Lord, 我们是用这个态度来到主面前读主的话，
We have this attitude when we read the word of the Lord.
那个结果，我成为一个无知的人。
The result is that we become a foolish one.
还有他说，你的信心太迟钝。
And the Lord also says that slow of heart to believe.
他的信心起不来。
That their hearts could not rise up.
这是英文很好 ，slow to believe 就起不来。
And here it says they are slow to believe. They just cannot bring themselves up.
换句话说，他的信心反应太慢。
In other words, their reaction of their heart is so slow.
他可以产发那个信心，但是等到信心出来，事情都过了。
That they could build up the faith, but by the time they have the faith, the matter is already over.
所以当我们信心是迟钝的，你发现你就会灰心失望。
And so we see that if we are slow in our faith, then we will become distraught and sorrowful.
这两个门徒就是灰心失望。
And these two disciples, they were distraught and sorrowful.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不能够靠知识的。
So brothers and sisters, we cannot rely on knowledge.
第四个，我们要过信心的生活，走信心的路。必须相信神是。
And fourth is if we want to live a life of faith and walk the way of faith, we need to believe that the Lord is.
我们读希伯来书第十一章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信神有神。有神这个字原文是必须信神是。
11th verse 6 But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is.
我们到主的面前来，相信他就是。
When we come before the Lord, we need to believe that he is.
你要能够相信他就是，第一个，你必须真认识他。
If we can to believe that he is, first we must know him.
第二个，因为你认识他，你就相信他说过的话。
Second, because you know him, you will believe and trust in the words he said.
如果你不认识他，你哪敢相信他讲的话？
If you don't know him, how would you believe and dare to trust in his words?
你根本就不会信得过他。
You will not be able to trust in him.
很多年前，我们弟兄伟修讲了他跟 Melody 的一个事情。
Many years ago, our brother Benjamin shared a story of him and Melody.
我昨天还跟他们要印证一下。
And I had to confirm with them yesterday.
不过他们好像都忘了。
But it seems like they have forgotten about it.
这个 Melody 很小的时候。
So when Melody was very young.
伟修站在我们弟兄站在楼梯的下面，可能 Melody 站在比较高的楼梯的上面。
Our brother Benjamin was standing at the bottom of the stairs, and Melody was standing at the top of the stairs.
爸爸就说跳下来。
Father told her to jump.
不敢跳。
She was too afraid to jump.
你说我去叫就绝对不叫嘛，对吧？
对，you know, if it was me standing there, of course you wouldn't jump.
爸爸叫不敢叫。
But her father told jump, she was too afraid.
但爸爸叫一直叫，哎，她跳了。
But then her father kept asking her, and she jumped.
为什么？
Why?
她认识这是她爸。
Because she recognized that this is her father.
她知道她爸爱她。
She knows her father loves her.
她爸既然讲了，会借助她，一定会借助她。
Since her father asked her and told her that he would catch her, he will do it.
她就跳。
So she jumped.
你想她爸不接吗？
You think her father wouldn't catch her?
那我们要交通。
We need to have some fellowship.
所以结果是她爸当然接住她。
So of course her father caught her.
那她再跑上去再跳一次。
And then she jumped, ran up the stairs and jumped again.
我不知道她有跳几次了。
I don't know how many times this happened.
这个叫什么？
So what does this mean?
我信得过。我认识这个人。
I know this person. I can put my trust in them.
我要跟大家读一段的圣经。
I want to read with brothers and sisters the Bible verse.
我们翻到马太福音第十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音第十四章第二十二到三十三节。
Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 33.
英文不翻译哈，请英文的看着圣经跟着。
We will not read, so please follow along in English. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to
33. 22节，耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开，散了众人以后，他就独自山上去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一个人在哪里，那是船在海中，因风不顺，被浪摇撼。夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去。门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕喊叫起来。耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去，只因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说，主啊，救我。耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？他们上了船，风就住了，在船上的人都拜他说，你真的是神的儿子。这段事情是讲到主耶稣在水面上走。
The story is showing us Jesus walking on water.
特别的是彼得也在水面上走。
Very special here, Peter also walked on water.
我们要问彼得你怎么走的。
And we need to ask Peter, how did you walk?
上面有吊绳把你吊住。
Were you upheld by some wires?
今天有人说他走在浅滩。
And some people today say, oh, he was just walking on water. But from far away, you think he is walking on water.
彼得是一个渔夫，很会游泳的。他喊了，我快淹死了。
Peter is a fisherman, and he cried out that I'm about to drown.
他走在浅滩上，他会淹死吗？
If you were walking on shallow ground, would he fall?
人不信主的话，太多解释了。
For those who do not believe in the Lord, there are so many reasonings about it.
彼得能够走在这个水上，因为他信得过主。
Peter could walk on this water because.
我们发现在这一段话里面，主为什么说他们是小信的？
So why does the Lord tell them they are of little faith here?
有根据。
There's a reason behind.
因为主已经先说话。
Because the Lord had already spoken His word.
他一开始说，主催门徒上船，开过对岸。
The Lord told the disciples to go to the other side of the
sea. 既然是主叫他们去的，这路上没事。
Since the Lord told them to go, they would not have any problem.
不代表你不遇到难处。
It does not mean you will not encounter difficulty.
但我的主要救我脱离凶恶。
But I know that my Lord will deliver me from the
evil one. 因为这段路是主叫他走的。
Because the Lord has told me to go this way.
所以我们不要随便走一些路，主没叫你走。
So we should not walk carelessly a road that
the Lord has not told us. 你去走，你自己负责了。
Because if you, the Lord did not tell you to go, but you go yourself, then you have to pay responsibility.
但如果主叫了你走，遇到太大的难处，求主救我脱离这些凶恶。
But if the Lord called you to go this way and you encounter difficulties, You can ask the Lord to deliver you from the evil one.
在风浪中看到一个影子。
And in the midst of the storm, they saw a person, a shadow.
他们就害怕。
They were afraid.
问你是谁、啊、
And they asked, who are you?
主耶稣第二次说话，是我，不要怕。
And the Lord told them, it is I, do not be afraid.
这个不简单啊。这个他没有是我，我是耶稣，有没有讲耶？没有，他只讲是我，不要怕。
Amazingly, here Jesus did not say it is I, Jesus. He just said it is I, do not be afraid.
你知道这有中间有多少的熟悉才可以啊
？Do we see how familiar they
没讲我是谁呀、啊、
？He didn't even say who he was.
我记得我在读研究院的时候，这个跟我室友。很多都很熟哈，这个他女朋友来找他。
And I remember when I was in grad school, and one of my roommates, his girlfriend came to look for him.
哦，可能倒转了，我去找，我不知道这个，反正我他问是谁，我说是我。
And when she asked who it was, I said it's me.
后来我才发现，我一定要讲我的名字才行。
And then I realized I need to say my name in order for
her
to
clear. 误会我是她男朋友。
Otherwise, she will misunderstand I'm her boyfriend.
但是我们很熟，所以我没想到我还要讲我的名字。
Because we were very familiar with one another, so I
didn't think to say my name. 你知道这个讲是我 ，this is me. 这个你知道，主认为跟他们有多少
？And so when you say it is me,
这句话非常轻啊。
This word shows how close they are.
对孩子还不是可以这样，妈妈来 ，it's mom.
And for kids, sometimes not.
对，因为他太小，可能会跟着陌生人走 ，it's mom. 但陌生人也可以讲是 it's mom 就是。
And because it's when they're young, they might follow strangers.
但是我们要知道是我这句话太轻了。
But we need to see that this word, it is I, is such close relationship.
门徒信得过吗？还是信不过？
Because the disciples believe, they still cannot trust.
所以发现就彼得来了。如果是你，你给我也走过去，就拦截。
So then Peter came and said, if it is you, then let me come out and walk.
给主出难题，因为你可以走，可以了，我是绝对走不了。
And so he's posing a difficult question. If you walk, it's hard for me to walk though.
如果真的是你，你可以给我走的。
That if it is you, you can make me walk on water.
主耶稣说什么？你来吧。
So the Lord told him to come.
你知道这里充满了主的话。
Here it's full of the Lord's word.
彼得就信了，就真的走了。
And Peter believed and he walked.
但当他一看环境，拔就下去了。
But once he looked at the circumstances, he said.
所以你发现信心一看环境破产了。
So we see that.If you have faith, but you look at your circumstances, your faith will become bankrupt.
弟兄姊妹，我们在平常生活要常常跟主在对话。
Brothers and sisters, in our daily life, we must have constant fellowship with our Lord.
主给我们的话是给我们一步一步的引导。
The words the Lord give us is to lead us step by step.
你没经历的时候，哎呀，这可能吗？他用国语还是用英文呢？
If you don't have faith, you might doubt. Is he speaking in English or in Chinese?
那有什么要紧？你都懂啊。
Why does it matter? You understand both.
对吧？是 God's different life 还是God's purpose driven 还是神目的的导向你的生活？不管哪一个，你都听懂。
As long as it's God's purpose driven life, it doesn't matter what language he's speaking to you.
我们要学会跟他有对话。
We need to learn to have fellowship with our Lord.
读圣经的时候可以有对话。
When we read the Bible, we can have fellowship with the Lord.
走路可以跟他有对话。
When you walk, you can fellowship with the Lord.
你知道，连你睡觉都可以跟他对话。
Even in your sleep, you can fellowship with the Lord.
在你睡之前，醒来之后，都先跟他对对话。
Before you go to sleep, right when you wake up, you can fellowship with the Lord.
我们有了主的话，抓住主的话。
When we have the word of the Lord, we must hold on to the word.
因为主讲话是算数的。
Because the Lord's word counts.
圣经一直讲他是信实的，他讲话是算数的。
And the Bible tells us that the Lord's word is trustworthy.
他应许过的话一定实现。
And the words the Lord has said will come to pass.
信心是什么？就是抓住主讲过的话的事实。
What is faith? It is holding on to the facts that the Lord has spoken.
信心是什么？抓住主做过的事情的事实。
And Faith is holding on to the facts that what the Lord has done.
所以信心就是跟着这些事实走。
And so faith is following these facts.
你就发现你有经历。
And then you will find you have experience.
我们常常问题，我先有经历，我才信你。
Our problem is we want experience first before we have faith.
永远达不到。
You will never reach it.
我先抓住圣经里面所讲过的话的事实。
Let us first hold on to the facts in the Bible.
我抓住主在我生活中所做过的事实。
Hold on to the facts the Lord has done in my life.
我就抓住事实往前走。
And then holding on to the facts, I move forward.
你就开始经历主。
And then you will start to experience the Lord.
所以圣经希伯来的作者告诉我们说，来到神面前，必须相信 He is, 他是。
And so the author of Hebrews tells that when we come to God, we must believe that He is.
他是我一切问题的答案。
He is the answer to all my questions.
他是我一切需要的供应。
He is the supply to all my need.
他是我一切危险的保护拯救。
He is my protection in any situation.
他是我一切病痛的医治。
He is the healing to all my sicknesses.
我这个 list可以 keep going on.
And this list can go on and on.
如果有这个认识的话，
If we can have this understanding of our Lord,
我们还会不来依靠他吗？
Will we still not come trust in him?
我们还会事情大到怎么大我不来依靠他吗？
That when things are so big that I can't come to the Lord,
我还不来到他面前等候他吗？
Will not come and wait before the Lord?
因为只有他能够解决我的问题。
Because only He can answer my question.
只有他能够拯救我。
Only He can deliver me.
只有他能够供应我。
Only He can supply me.
只有他能够医治我。
Only He can heal me.
只有他能够带我走过。
Only He can lead me through.
所以弟兄姊妹，我就跟弟兄姊妹交通这四个点。
So brothers, I want to share these four points with brothers and sisters.
我们要过信心的生活。
We need to live a life of faith.
我们要走信心的道路。
We must walk a way of
faith. 我们眼光必须改变。
Our view must change.
我们不能凭眼见。
We cannot live by sight.
我们不能凭知识，靠知识。
We cannot rely on knowledge alone.
我们必须信神是。
We need to believe that He is.
那我们要来问。
Now we need to ask.
我如何来建立这个信心？
How can I build up this faith?
我怎么能够恢复到这样信的过程？
How can I restore this condition that I can trust in the Lord?
我们读一节圣经。
Let's read a Bible verse.
我们翻到罗马书第四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 4.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活，使死变为有的神。他在主面前做我们世人的父。我想我就读第一句就够了。所信的是叫死人复活，使无变为有的神。
As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of God whom he believed, God who gives light to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did.
你发现这里是圣灵给亚伯拉罕一生信心一个总结。
We see that the Holy Spirit gives an assessment of Abraham's life here.
你就读新的圣经最好的一个就把旧约哇这么长的历史两句话总结完了。
And we see in the New Testament for all the length of the Old Testament history, it summarizes it in two verses.
我最怕我们最后的总结要就没东西要就无知的人。
And I'm most afraid that our summary is either nothing or oh you foolish one.
我们看亚伯拉罕啊，他一开始有这么大的信心。
And so if we look at Abraham, did he start with such great faith?
他离开乌尔，到了哈兰就停下来。
When he left Ur of the Chaldeans, he stopped at Haran.
后来神对他说，我要给你后裔像地上的沙这么多，像天上的星这么多。
And the Lord told him, I'll give you descendants like the sand of the sea and the stars of the sky.
他看看自己老了，他说，但愿生在我家里的人就成为我的后裔后代。
And he saw how old he was, and he said, May my relatives and my family be your descendants.
但愿以利以谢活在你的面前。
And he said, May Eliezer live before you.
所以说不是哈。你生的才行。
And the Lord said, it is not him, only one of yours.
我生的不一定是我太太生的。好了，人的意见又来了。
And so he says, me, but maybe not for my wife. So now his own reason.
从死里生了以实玛利。
And so with the maidservant, he gave birth to Ishmael.
神说也不是他.
And the Lord said, not him either.
到了100岁,太太90岁,生了以撒.
So when he was 100 and his wife was 90, he begot Isaac.
亚伯拉罕的信心建立起来.
And then Abraham's faith was established.
亚伯拉罕是被神拣选的人.
Abraham was one who was chosen by God.
为什么神拣选他?
Why did God choose him?
因为这个人, 神能够在他身上做事.
Because God could work in this person.
他可以带进神的旨意的.
He could bring in God's will.
但他一开始有信心.
But he start off with faith.
多次的显出来都是没信心.
So many times it showed that he did not have faith.
怕因为太太漂亮把我杀了就是说你跟你讲我是你是我妹妹
Because he was afraid how pretty his wife was that she would be killed so he told them to or he told others that she was his sister
这是对弟兄们讲娶漂亮的太太这是苦难
And brothers this is saying that pretty wife it could be a difficulty
我们发现亚伯拉罕没信心的
So we see that Abraham has no faith
但是 到他真的神迹一直带到他生以撒那一下信心开始建立了
And we see that Abraham did not have faith until he begot Isaac then his faith became established
我们怎么知道他被建立 用新约用这个来comment 做他一个结论就是他发现神是能够使无变为有
How do we know that this is when his faith was built up? Because in the New Testament it says that for he who because he is the one who brought something from nothing. But God wanted to bring his faith to something that is a sure faith. So later he wanted him to offer up Isaac. And then we see that this action was also recorded here.
他的信心再上一层楼, 神能够使人复活的。
Takes it to a higher level that his faith was one who gives life to the dead.
就是这两件事情成为他一生的结论。
And these two things became his life assessment.
我们今天不要显出来我是什么信心的伟人。
We do not want to think that, oh, I'm a spiritual hero of faith.
很多人讲 Josh Mueller, 你是信心的伟人。
And we, some people say George Mueller is a hero of faith.
他说我不是, 我只信一个伟大的神。
And he said, I am not. I just have faith in a great God.
都是有个伟大, 我搞错了, 你把我当伟大, no, 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 是他伟大。
And so we see there's a great, yeah, but it's misunderstood. I am not great. It is God who is great.
我们今天要一个一直往上爬的一条路。
So we must be living our life on earth.
我们信心是建基着很多事实往上走的
And our faith needs to be built up as we continue going higher
也可以说我信心建立在很多失败的继续往上走的
Or we could also say our faith is built up on many of our failures as we move higher
这是神怎么建立的亚伯拉罕
This is how God built up Abraham
最后的在旧约里面 这里其实也是一样的意思 他说他是信心之父
And in the end of his, the Bible says that he is the father of faith.
这个信心之父是建立起来的。
He is the father of faith because he is built up.
但你必须让神能够在你身上能够做事情。
But you must allow the Lord to work in your life first.
你不让主在你身上做事，你怎么没办法建立的？
If you do not allow the work in your, to work in your life, you will not be built up.
我们看大卫。
Let's look at David.
跟亚伯拉罕一样, 都是要神的人。
He is like Abraham. He wanted the Lord.
大卫对神的信心也是建立起来的。
And David also had his faith built up.
他从幼年就是我父母离弃我。
That in his young age, he said, my parents departed.
在这么大的患难里面, 他发现耶和华收留我。
But in this difficulty, he saw that the Lord has taken me in.
他听得懂。 神对他说,
and he could understand the Lord when he said, it is me.
野地看羊的时候, 常常看到主对他说,
because he was keeping the sheep, he saw the Lord telling him, it is I, do not be afraid.
说他经历什么? 来了狮子, 来了熊。
So what did he experience when lions and bears came?
他就发现神对他说, 是我,
so the Lord telling him, it is I, do not be afraid. And he took the sheep out from the mouth of the lion and the bears. He said, when the lions and bears came to harm me, I was able to defeat them.
因为他们能够听, 是我,
because he heard the Lord telling him, it is I, do not be afraid.
当他打死狮子跟熊,
when he slayed the lion and the bear, then his faith began to build up.
你要记得, 他去面对哥利亚的时候, 他才大概17岁。
We need to know that when he faced Goliath, he was only about 17 years old.
我们这里有多少人 老过17岁了?
How many of us here are older than 17?
95%以上了吧?
Probably over 95%.
他那时候他去面对哥利亚, 他说我可以跟他打。
And when he faced Goliath, he said, I can face Goliath.
他打不过了。
He cannot... He might not be able to defeat Goliath.
但是因为他的信心已经建立打过狮子跟熊，也是他打不过的。
But he had experienced defeating bears and lions that he also could not defeat on his own.
他里面主又跟他说，是我，不要怕。So
here again, the Lord told him, it is I, do not be afraid.
他把哥利亚打死。And
he was able to slay Goliath.
他信心又上了一层。And
his faith increased. Again,
只有当他上了这样的情况, 他才可以,
only with this could God give the kingdom of Israel into his
hand. 你知道我们走信心的路因为神有东西要托给我们的。
We walk the way of faith because God has an entrustment to give to us.
你不一直被建立,
if you do not continue to build yourself up, how can God entrust anything to you?
是吧? 托给你一事情了你跑了。
That if God entrusts you a small thing, you are running away.
对吧,说神仙,给你几只羊,看你跑不跑?
So if God first gives you a few sheep and if you are running away from just a few sheep, how can I give the kingdom to you?
不可能,
impossible.
信心的路,我们越走,
the way of faith, the more we walk, the more the Lord entrusts us.
说弟兄姊妹,在风平浪静的日子, 在安逸的日子,不会建立信心的。
So brothers and sisters, in condition when the still winds and calm seas, we will not be building up our faith.
只有在难处中,我需要运用信心的。
Only in difficult times when I need to use faith.
只有在风雨中,我才要运用信心的。
Only in the midst of the storm do I need faith.
所以主常常把我们摆在一个特别的环境。
So the Lord often places us in special circumstances. It is for us to seek Him. It is for us to hold on to His Word.
I
want to read two Bible passages.
也不翻译了,
we will not read it in English. So Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 10.
马太福音8章第5节。 耶稣进了加百农，有一个百夫长近前来求他说：“主啊，我的仆人还瘫痪病，躺在家里，甚至疼苦。”耶稣说：“我去医治他。”百夫长回答说：“主啊，你到我舍下，我不敢当，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了。因为我在人的权下，也在兵也有兵在我以下。”对这个说：“去，他就去。”对那个说：“来，他就来。”对我的仆人说：“你做这事。” 他就去做。耶稣听见就稀奇，对跟从他的人说：“我实在告诉你们，这么大的信心，就是在以色列中我也没有遇见过。”主在这里说，有一个外邦人，是一个百夫长。
Lord Jesus here says there is a Gentile who is a centurion.
他有个仆人患病了，瘫痪了。He
said he has a servant who is paralyzed.
这个人懂一件事情，叫什么叫权柄。
But this centurion knows one thing, and that is authority. To have this view is not easy.
你要知道在我们生活中,在我们上班工作中,可以有些眼光是给我们能够转向主的。
And so we see that in our lives, in our jobs, there are some view that we can turn our eyes to the Lord.
因为他懂什么叫权柄,他的主,你是最高的权柄。
Because he knew authority, he said, Lord, you are the greatest
authority. 我在地上做官,都是一句话人就要做事的。
He said, as a centurion, once I say a word, they will do it.
那你是最高的权柄,你说一句话,事情就是。
And he saw the Lord is the greatest authority. The Lord says the word, it will happen.
主说什么？他说这么大的信心在以色列中都没遇见过。
What did the Lord respond? I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel.
你知道这是多伤心的一句话。
Do you know how painful of a word this is?
How sad
of a word this is.
以色列是我的百姓。
That Israelites are God's people.
在我的百姓里面没有一个有这样的信心啊。
That not even one person in Israel has such great faith.
还来自一个外邦人。
But here comes this Gentile.
你会听到主说，这么大的信心在教会中我都没看。
We hear the Lord say, in this church, I have not found such great faith.
历史历代当然看过，如果主说在今天这个时代，我都没看过。
In history, we see this. But what about today?
你不觉得这很悲伤、悲哀的事吗？
Do we feel that this is a very sorrowful and pitiful thing?
弟兄姊妹，我们如果看见这个，我们今天属灵的光景是非常的荒凉的。
But this is, if we see this, we will see how desolate our spiritual condition is today.
我们再读一段哈，马太福音第十五章。
Let us read another passage in Matthew chapter 15.
也是不翻译哈，二十一到二十二节。
We'll read from verse 21 to 22. We won't read in English.
还有二十五到二十八节。
And from verse 25 to 28.
Okay, 二十一节。耶稣离开那里，退到推罗西顿的境内去。有一个迦南妇人从那地方出来，喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我，我女儿被鬼附的甚苦啊！”我就跳到二十五节。或者我都读了，耶稣却一言不答，门徒近前来求他说，这妇人在我们后头喊叫，请打发他走吧。耶稣说，我奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。那妇人来拜他说，主啊，帮助我。他回答说，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。妇人说，主啊，不错，但是狗也吃他主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣儿。耶稣说，妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的给你成全了，成全了吧。从那时候他女儿就好了。这里又是一个外邦人。
Here is another Gentile.
女儿被鬼附了，甚苦啊。
Her daughter was demon possessed.
主耶稣讲话真不客气。
And the Lord was so harsh with her.
儿女就是我们以色列人，狗就是你。
And the children represent Israelites, and the dogs represent Gentiles.
不可拿儿女的饼给狗吃。
And he said, you cannot give the children's bread and give it to the dogs.
一句话就把他贬得够低的。
And with this one word, the Lord pushed this woman very low.
你接受吗？
Will you be willing?
你说我最少还有点尊严吗？你用狗来讲我。
And you might say, at least give me a little respect to not.Speak of me as a dog.
这个妇人接受这个话。
But this woman accepted these words.
她说，狗也吃主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣儿。
And she responded and said, even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
我是狗，但是你的恩典还可以分点给我。
And she,
外邦人。
She said, accepted here that I am like a dog, but I accept.Your blessing that you have for the Gentile.
我常常觉得他怎么有这个的眼光呢？
I often wonder how could she have this view.
难处。
It's because
女儿病。
Difficulties. Her daughter was
ill. 逼到神面前去了。
Forced her to come before the Lord.
主，在你面前我狗都不如。
And she says, I'm not even as a dog.
所以大卫讲，我连虫都不如。
And David said, I am but a worm.
你只讲我是狗，绝对可以。
And so if you're call me a dog, that's certainly okay.
她能够站在一个非常卑微的地位。
She was able to stand at a very humble position.
我不敢要你主给我大的恩典，总有一点，一点点分给我。
I don't dare to ask for a great blessing, but you must have a little blessing for me.
主耶稣说，你的信心是大。
And the Lord Jesus said, O woman, great is your faith.
我们读这一段。我们见过这么大的信心吗？
We read this passage. Have we seen such great faith?
你有这么大的信心?
Do you have such great faith?
你能够把你的自尊完全铺到地上?
Are you willing to completely lay down your pride?
不行, 我们就是在荒凉里。
But we cannot, and because of that, we are in desolation.
我们没办法经历主的什么给应若信心带我们往前走。
We cannot experience how the Lord is leading us forward by faith.
弟兄姊妹,我们信心必须恢复。
Brothers and sisters, we must restore our faith.
主带以色列百姓出埃及进旷野。 就是要他们过信心的生活。
Lord, let the Israelites out of Egypt into the wilderness to live a life of faith.
在哪里没东西吃，没水喝。
They had nothing to eat, no water to drink.
完全仰望主给食物，给水喝。
They had to completely rely on the Lord for food and water.
说主从天上降满了，打击打磐石出水，给他们养活他们。
So the Lord sent manna from heaven and water from a rock. To sustain them.
但是今天这些以色列百姓只要肉身的满足就行了。
But the Israelites were satisfied with just their physical flesh satisfied.
他们完全是 needs driven life, 完全是需要导向的生活。
They lived a completely need driven life.
根本不关心神救他们出来做什么。
They did not even bother with wondering why the Lord saved them out of Egypt.
他们
They left the difficult life of Egypt. They want to live a comfortable life. And they found in the wilderness they did not have any of this.
圣经怎么讲? 全20岁以上的都死在旷野。
What did the Bible record? That all those 20 years and older died in the wilderness.
只有加勒跟约书亚。
Only Caleb and Joshua and those under 20 were able to leave the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹,我们今天要有看得见仇敌用各样的事今天要得着我们。
We need to see that Satan will use all these tactics to obtain us.
我们如果不留意就掉进去了。
If we're not careful, we will fall into his traps.
甚至进去了也不觉得。
Even when we have fallen into the traps, we still think we're pretty good.
你看我有聚会,我也享受生活。
That I can have meetings and I can live a comfortable life.
我可以侍奉神,也可以侍奉马门。
I can serve God and mammon.
所以有哪一个不是侍奉神跟侍奉马门呢?
Who here is not serving God and mammon?
So I'm okay.
So because I'm okay.
我们要求主救我们。
We need to ask the Lord to deliver us.
不要掉进仇敌。
That we do not fall into Satan's traps. We need to see that we are those in captivity. All
for my needs.
If we don't see this, then we are living just a need-driven life.
再不是, 我是一个 program-driven life. 就是只是因为有
Otherwise, we are programmed. We live a program-driven life because there is no motivation within us.
So we need to ask God to give us a real purpose, God's purpose-driven life.
So we need to ask the Lord to restore a God's purpose-driven life in us.
We really need to come to the throne of grace and know that God is good.
And we must constantly taste and see that the Lord is good.
亚伯拉罕生以撒, he tasted, 他尝到,
when Abraham begot Isaac, he tasted that this is good.
So, 我用诗篇16篇第4节开始我的交通的。
So I started my sharing with Psalm chapter 16 verse 4.
以别的代替耶和华,你的愁苦,纠结,虚空必加增。
Their sorrows, emptiness, struggles shall be multiplied who hasten after another God. And I want to conclude my sharing with Psalm chapter 16, verse 2.
你是我的主,我的好处不在你外。
You are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
我有许多的失败,但是我信心在失败中一直在建立。
I have so many failures, but in the midst of these failures, my faith is built up.
在我人生中总有一刻我终于起来主啊你真的是好。
And in my life, there's one moment where I rise up and see, Lord, you are good.
I taste it, and it is good. 我尝过了，这实在是好。
I tasted that it is good.
我多次的尝，我发现真的是好。
The more I taste, the more I see it is good.
所以我能够说，你是我的主，我的好处都不在你以外。
So I can say, you are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
不是只有一次 taste, 不是只有一次尝过。
It's not just one time you taste it.
我已经多次的尝过。
But so many times I have tasted.
你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
You are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要走这条恢复的路。
Brothers and sisters, we need to walk this way of returning.
我们要信的过他就是我的神。
We need to trust that the Lord, He is my God.
他负我们一切的责任。
And He will pay responsibility.
所以主耶稣一出来传道他说你要求我的国与我的义。这些都要加给你们。
So the Lord told us that Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you.
我们关心他的事业他关心我们的生活。
When we take care of God's business, God will take care of our life.
这些你填上去吧他不只要给你还要加给你。
And when you give this to the Lord, not only will he give you back, but he will add these unto you.
这是主的应许。
This is God's promise.
求主怜悯我们救我们。
Lord have mercy on us and deliver us.
得着我们。使我们能够肯归回恢复过信心的生活
The Lord obtain us that we can return and live a life by faith
我们能够归回恢复走信心的路
And we can return to the way and walk the way of faith
我们低头一起祷告
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer
主要来到你面前求你查看我们
Dear Lord, when we come before you we ask that you examine our hearts
主要光照我们
Shine your light in us.
使我们有回头的恩典。
That you give us grace to turn back.
说我们眼光需要有改变的。
Our viewpoint needs to be changed.
以致我们才能够看到我们好处都在你里面。
Then we can see that all my goodness is in you.
说、啊、谢谢你今天还给我们有时间。
Lord, I thank you that you still give us time today.
还不是太晚的时候。
It is not yet too late.
说给我们都能够起来回转归乡。
Let us all rise up and follow after you.
给我们听到你在呼喊说某某人归回吧。
Let us hear your call that I will rise up after you.
我能够恢复你要我到的光景。
That I will restore the condition that you want to restore.
主恢复我们爱你的心。
So restore a heart that loves you.
恢复我们信得过你的心。
Restore a heart that has faith in you.
以致我们看到主你实在是可爱的主。
And we can see, Lord, you are a Lord that is good.
我们有你就够了。
That if I have you, that is enough.
说在你回来之前，得着我们这里许多人。
So Lord, before you return, obtain many of us.
我们这里有许多是余剩的民，听到你的呼唤，我们起来回应你的呼唤。
And many of us can be the remnant who hear your call and respond to your call.
主要使我们成为一批以你的目的为目的的人。
May we be a people who have our purpose as your purpose.
怜悯我们，主。
Have mercy on us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen.